The Great Giggle Factory Mix-Up, Part 2. The Bubble Bandits Blowback. Ever since Peepo Pogminton accidentally pressed the red big button and turned Tickleburg upside down, the Great Giggle Factory had become even more famous. People from faraway towns visited just to see the bubble chimneys puff out of joy into the sky. Peepo had changed too. He now carried 15 packs of tissues, wore gloves designed to prevent accidental sneeze, elbow rebellion, and had become the most careful button presser in Tickleburg. But the universe has a funny habit. The more careful people try to be, the more chaos seemed to chase him. And this time, chaos arrived wearing sparkly shoes. It was a peaceful evening in Ticklesburg. The Giggle Factory lights glowed like rainbow lanterns. The workers locked up, humming the official giggle song. People stayed back to check the giggle tanks, mostly because he liked hearing the chuckling bubble sound. Just as he was about to leave, he noticed something odd. The factory's laughter meter, normally bouncing happily, was suddenly dropping. Peepo murmured, "That's not good. Laughter doesn't drop unless." And then suddenly the lights flickered. A soft foop foop sound echoed. The giggle tanks rattled. And then, with a faint pop, a small purple bubble floated out of the pipes and landed on Peepo's nose. Before he could blink, the bubble burst. Poof! Peepo vanished. Well, not vanished exactly. He shrank into a bubble. A Peepo bubble. He floated helplessly in the air, spinning like a confused balloon. "Oh no, 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 this is not part of the job description," Peepo squeaked in a squeaky bubble voice. He bumped into a pipe. He bounced off a wall. He drifted towards the window. And then someone caught him in a glass jar. A tall figure stepped into the room wearing a glittering purple cloak, silver boots, and a mask shaped like a laughing cat. "Got him," the masked intruder purred. "The key to the factory at last." Peepo's eyes widened inside his bubble prison. "The bubble bandits," he whispered to himself. Tickleburg had long feared the bubble bandits, three magical mischief makers who specialized in stealing joy from cities and using it for their own chaotic tricks. They were Blinky Blowhorn, the leader. Smooth Talker, Purple Cloak, terrible at singing. The second, Zara Zoompuff, super fast, super loud. Once tried to turn a whole town into marshmallows. Third, Gobo Giggle Grab, small, round, strong, and obsessed with collecting weird things like folks. Together, they were Trouble wrapped in sparkles. And today, they had one goal: steal the Giggle Core. Well, the Giggle Core was the heart of the factory, a glowing orb that powered all giggle bubbles. Without it, Tickleberg would fall into silence. The bandits danced around the room, cackling. "Once we take the Giggle Core," Binky said, "we will control all the laughter and all the fun," Zara added. "And all the folks we want," Gobo cheered. Beepo squeaked furiously from inside his jar. "You'll never get away with this. Mrs. Mary Muffin will stop you." Binky snorted. "Please, your manager can't even stop her muffins from exploding." That was rude, but also fair. Meanwhile, Mrs. Mary Muffin returned to the factory to retrieve her forgotten umbrella, which ironically never protected her from rain, but always protected others. The moment she stepped inside, she sensed it. Something was wrong. No bubbling, no giggling, no chuckling, just silence. She gasped. "The laughter levels are dropping. And where is Beepo?" Then she saw it. A fork. A single lonely fork lying on the floor. Mrs. Mary Muffin narrowed her eyes. "Gobo?" She dashed towards the highest tower, the location of the Giggle Core. Inside the jar, Peepo bobbled angrily. "Think, Peepo, think." He tried pushing. He tried spinning. He even tried singing to break the jar. Wrong idea. Singing made the jar vibrate and gave him hiccups. Then Peepo realized something. Bubble physics it was. He inhaled as much as bubble body could and puffed himself outward. This made him expand, and he expanded more and more, and with a pop, he burst his bubble body back into normal people-sized people. He tumbled out of the jar, rolled across the floor, and slammed into Gobo's leg. "Ouch!" Peepo squeaked. "Oof!" Gobo grunted. The bandits whipped around. "Get him!" Binky shouted. Peepo sprinted for the door. Peepo raced through the factory halls. The bandits chased him. Zara zoomed so fast, she bounced off walls like ping pong ball. Gobo grabbed every fork he saw along the way. Binky tripped dramatically over a mop bucket. Peepo skidded into the chuckle chamber, where churners spun like cotton candy machines. Peepo hit the button. Churners blasted the bandits with sticky giggle foam. Zara screeched, "My hair!" Gobo sank into the foam just like a marshmallow in a hot chocolate, while Binky got stuck upside down. But Peepo didn't stop to watch this all. He dashed towards the Giggle Co. Tower. Mrs. Mary Muffin reached the Giggle Co. moments before Peepo. She saw Pinky's sparkle-smudged fingerprints on the lock. Oh no, they are close. Just then, Peepo burst into the room. Mrs. Mary Muffin, they are right behind me. They won the core, he shouted. We must protect it, said Mrs. Mary Muffin in loud and stern voice. But how? Peepo cried. She glanced at him, smiled slowly, and said, "With joy again, Peepo." She grabbed the emergency joy jar, a container filled with the strongest, brightest joy essence ever created. "Think of your happiest moment," she told Peepo. "That again?" "Yes, just do it, Peepo." Peepo squeezed his eyes shut. He remembered his golden bubble. He remembered saving Ticklesburg. He remembered the day he got his very first laugh from his parents by wearing socks on his ears. Suddenly, warmth filled the room. Mrs. Mary Muffin mixed her joy with his. Together, they poured the mixture into the Giggle Co. The orb brightened more until it burst into a blinding flash of golden giggles. But as the bubble bandits stormed in, the energy exploded towards them. Zara stopped zooming. Gobo dropped all his forks. Binky froze mid-evil laugh. The joy washed over them like warm sunshine sprinkled with jokes. They began to laugh, genuinely laugh, not evil cackles. Actual laughter, and laughter drained their magic. Then suddenly, the bandits collapsed onto the floor, giggling helplessly. Mrs. Mary Muffin trapped them gently in three giant joy bubbles and floated them out of the window towards the Department of Magical Misbehavior. Ticklesburg's laughter meter returned to normal. The factory hummed again. Peepo breathed out. I thought today was going to be normal. Mrs. Mary Muffin patted his head. My dear Peepo, nothing is normal around you. He grinned Should I add more tissues to my emergency kit? Pipo asked. No, add bravery, she said. Pipo stood tall. He had saved Tickleburg once again, and this time without pressing any wrong button. Almost he pressed a light switch, thinking it was a cookie dispenser. But that's another story, dear.